The Allentown-Bethlehem Easton International Airport is a major economic partner in the Lehigh Valley and offers area residents the ability to fly one stop to the world. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Executive Director Tom Stout joined us to share how the coronavirus pandemic has affected day-to-day operations and how they are planning for recovery and the future. Welcome, Tom. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
What practices and policies for COVID-19 are in place for passengers who fly and employees who assist them?
So a number of changes that you'll see as you move through the terminals and airports during the pandemic. There's a number of areas when you first approach the airport, the check-in kiosk areas, you will see in many cases your airline ticket staff behind the counter, and typically you might see them out front helping people with their self-check-in kiosks. You're going to see a lot more of the social distancing, even some knees guards, as we call them, up along counters. Once you get to the checkpoint, the TSA is asking passengers to maintain social distancing in the line itself, so keeping 6 feet between everyone in the TSA checkpoint line. And then as you move through the checkpoint, we're basically asking everyone to keep their cell phones, wallets, keys in your carry-on bag rather than placing it in one of the typical plastic bins. Put all of your personal items in your carry-on bag to send it through the screening checkpoint. So it's a little bit different. Certainly the volume of people that you're accustomed to seeing in the terminal is down dramatically. We are following the national trend, which is about 95% reduced from where we were this time last year. So not a lot of people to interact with, but again, we're recommending everyone maintain social distancing in the terminal.
Have there been any positive COVID-19 cases with airport or control tower employees?
At this point, we did have a total of 6 cases at the airport. One of those was an airport authority employee. The other 5 were terminal tenants, and only one of those had a public-facing position. But since that was announced last week, actually, we did complete a CDC-recommended disinfecting cleaning of all of these areas that the employee was in addition to a lot of the common areas. So really kind of an overnight, very intensive disinfecting process that we went through.
Allegiant Airlines announced ABE is their maintenance operations base. How does that benefit the Lehigh Valley area, and has that changed due to the coronavirus?
So the status of the base doesn't change. The base is still active, and in addition to being a maintenance base, it's also a flight crew base. So about 60-odd Allegiant personnel, these are pilots, flight attendants, and mechanics, as you point out, all working right here in the Lehigh Valley. And so that hasn't changed the status of our base. It's certainly been a fantastic announcement that just came to pass in February. And so a lot of service that we're already anticipating as part of that, certainly impacted by the events of the coronavirus. But it will ultimately bring, and it had really started to do that. I think we saw that with a number of service announcements, additional service to the region. And I think that's what we continue to see with the partnership with Allegiant, is adding more and more nonstop destinations from your neighborhood airport.
How many airport employees have been furloughed? And does the recent passing of the CARES Act help ABE and retain those workers?
Absolutely. So, great question. At this point, we have not furloughed any employees. We did offer voluntary furloughs for our staff, and some employees were interested in taking voluntary furloughs for a number of different reasons. And I think to date, we've had about 50 personnel who've taken voluntary furloughs. Now, we have just about 268 employees with the organization. So you can see we had quite a number that decided that voluntary furlough was really a great option for them. And, going to your question on the CARES Act, very, very critical funding for airports, a $10 billion line item for airports for funding. And what was unique about that funding was a lot of the typical grant funds that airports receive cannot be used for operating budget. It's really for construction projects, capital projects, and it's specific to very specific types of construction. And in the Act, we were able to have the language set so that airports could use it for any lawful purpose. In this case, very importantly, for payroll, for meeting debt service coverage, paying benefits, all of those types of critical things to keep people safe, keep people healthy and working. That's been key for us at ABE, and that continues to be our mission. So we can maintain a safe environment for people who still have to travel.
What policies and plans, if the federal government passes another stimulus, would you like to see benefit ABE?
So I think aviation-related businesses, including airports, all businesses are suffering. We saw some relief for our partners in the air carriers, whether it's passenger air carrier or a cargo carriers. We're still obviously moving a lot of critical supplies and shipments via air to and from our region. And so it was great to see that as part of this third relief package. This fourth bill, really, as we look at other businesses that are impacted, aviation-related businesses or aviation-dependent businesses and tenants around the aviation system who certainly are impacted but don't fall into the category of an airport or an air carrier, certainly are going to need some help as well. Again, the assistance we're going to receive may provide us an additional 2 months cash, and that's really important. But given the duration of the pandemic, I think additional assistance for airports will be needed to not only continue critical infrastructure projects, and we just announced the pre-bid meeting for a runway rehabilitation project that's coming up at ABE. So a lot of those critical projects still need to continue. We still need to move those forward, and we still need to keep people working in the facilities safe. So not a lot we can mothball in order to keep everything operating safely, and that's why it's so critical for us to have the support of Congress as we look for funding those critical elements.
Have UPS, FedEx, and Amazon cargo volume been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic?
It's a really great question. What we've seen at ABE is that the cargo activity has been very strong. We haven't seen any decreases, but instead we've actually noted increases in cargo volume through the airport as we moved into the March timeframe. So beginning of this year, right in through March, we've seen increases in our cargo activity for all cargo carriers.
Tom, with passenger counts down, are the carriers flying empty planes?
In some cases, that has happened. Typically, we're seeing just a handful of people on board an aircraft, as you can well imagine. We're typically on at this time of year. Last year, we were moving 1,500 to 1,600 people through our checkpoint a day, and we are now down to about 40 to 50 people per day. And so you can see the dramatic reduction. And in some cases, we have 6, 8, maybe 12 people on a flight that would typically, when you think of Allegiant with 180 seats on board, that aircraft would typically go out nearly full. And so imagine, just a handful of people on one of those flights, and you start to really understand that the aviation industry as a whole has taken such a dramatic hit from this pandemic.
Do Delta, United, and Allegiant have any plans to eliminate flights?
At this point, they do. Delta is eliminating all service to Atlanta in April. So this month, they've discontinued their service to Atlanta, but they will only be flying to Detroit from ABE. United did reduce their scheduled service. Their service to Newark was stopped. And at this point, we have one daily flight from United to Chicago during April. And American has reduced as well. They had cut capacity in many cases. They actually parked 50% of their aircraft fleet, and we're really seeing moving from about 5 departures per day down to 3 departures per day for American. So all carriers, including Allegiant, have all reduced dramatically their schedules as a result.
Tom, with the phased economic return, will air travel locally retain a stigma of coronavirus, or will perceptions bounce back quickly?
I mean, I am an optimist, but I will say that I think this is going to take us some time to see this activity, the kind of the million passenger level that we were talking about, I think is really something that, in my estimation, could take a couple years for us to get back to that activity level. You know, we're going to see probably a very slow return to air travel. I think people certainly have their disposable income affected as a result of the pandemic. We also know that until there's a vaccine or a medical treatment that's highly effective, there may be a lot of people who are not as comfortable flying. And so certainly I think until we can start to see some medical options for people, certainly the carriers are going to really need time to recover, rebuild their schedules and their systems. Certainly a lot of aircraft, as I have mentioned, are parked for the airlines, and redeploying those aircraft, getting them back in service from a mechanical standpoint and airworthy standpoint, making sure they're ready to go and getting flight crews for them, it really is going to take some time. The aviation industry has never seen an event like this, and so this is unprecedented for us. Certainly going to take a lot of work to get us back to where we were.
Lehigh Valley residents are proud to have an airport. Please explain why it makes sense to fly from ABE compared to others.
Well, you know, certainly I'm going to be a little bit biased, but I think the airport here locally, Lehigh Valley, is what makes us unique is our customer focus. And I think you'll notice that from the moment you enter the terminal, there's just a different feel to an airport like ABE than there is at some of our larger competitors. Smaller and certainly more intimate environment. We have a number of amenities for all of our different passengers that are moving through the terminal, things like a sensory room. We were the 3rd airport in the world to actually have a sensory room for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So as they move through the checkpoint, a place for them to recenter. A children's play area. Certainly music in the airport where we have live music. Just a number of different amenities, things that we've done, I think, that make the airport feel so comfortable. We hear that a lot. And we're always striving to make people feel at home when they're at the airport.
Is it cost-effective to fly from ABE?
One of the things that we want people to consider is the value of their time, the value of parking, and the time and cost to travel. Certainly, you know, if you're using any toll roads and so forth. But I think that's absolutely accurate. Many times the assumption is that airports like ABE, the cost to fly is going to be significantly more expensive. And when you factor in all the costs of the trip and the cost for parking, certainly the ease and convenience certainly has a value to it of being close to home and a short commute. I think when you put all of that together, you find out that we are close, and in sometimes many cases, we're actually cheaper than our competition. So we always encourage people to check us out at flylvia.com.
What are some recommendations for those who have to travel and to travel safely during this coronavirus pandemic?
Absolutely. I think certainly listening to all of the recommendations of the CDC and certainly the State Department of Health, Governor Wolf's office, all recommending you're eliminating non-essential travel. But that being said, there are cases where people must travel, and we're seeing healthcare professionals and others who absolutely have a need to travel. And so again, maintaining those same guidelines, it's washing your hands frequently, at least 20 seconds with soap and water. We do have a number of hand sanitizer stations located through the terminal that people can use. TSA recommends that you wash your hands before and after using the checkpoint. All very important things to do. I would also remind people your cell phone can be a fantastic harbinger of bacteria and viruses, so make sure that you're taking an opportunity to clean that phone. Pay attention to that. Wear a mask. Certainly we read a lot about the aircraft that we're in use today and a lot of aircraft using advanced filtration and certainly significant disinfecting procedures going on the aircraft. But again, it's all about paying attention to your hands, making sure you're not touching surfaces any more than you need to, just like you would when you're out in public, and certainly not touching your face with your hands until you've washed them. So again, a lot of the same recommendations that we've seen elsewhere, and I think it's just being conscious of doing your best to eliminate human-to-human transmission.
Tom, what would you like our listeners to know about Allentown-Bethlehem Easton International Airport and the future?
Well, I think the future is bright for the region, certainly for ABE. You know, we are a group that has made it through a number of challenges. And when I think about the airport, had just celebrated its 90th anniversary last year, to be able to now in what is our 91st year to be able to stare at a pandemic and realize when I look around, I'm so proud of the team that's in place. I'm so proud of our frontline employees who are coming to work every day. And it's just reminiscent of the type of individuals that we have at the airport and in this Lehigh Valley, just tremendously strong and resilient folks, and just continue to do an amazing job for us and for the region. So projects are on. As I mentioned, we're moving forward on our runway rehabilitation program. That's a five-year, $90 million program. Our terminal connector and new TSA checkpoint, still in design. We're moving into 60% design next week, and so we're going to be reviewing that. So a lot of the projects, in spite of the issues, we're still moving those forward, and we've received some exemptions to keep some of the construction projects moving. The design work on a lot of these elements is still moving forward, so we're continuing to strive to make the airport the best it can be and provide the best experience it can be. So we thank all of the listeners for choosing ABE for their air service, and we're going to be here when people are ready to fly.
Well, thank you, Tom Stout, Executive Director of Allentown-Bethlehem Easton International Airport, for your update and big plans post-pandemic.
Please stay well, stay healthy, and thanks again.
For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.